Checkmate.
This is the Chestnut Checkers Podcast.
Checkmate.
Learn a new mindset to create wealth.
We need to be more independent thinkers, man.
Passive income.
Mathematics is precise.
A successful business.
Chess moves.
And money management strategies.
This is Chestnut Checkers.
So, we got a lot of things to talk about tonight, right? So I wasn't supposed to come on live, but I couldn't help myself because a lot of people ask me a lot of questions, right? And I want to make sure we get the information out there. You know, I love to get you guys information. I love to give you guys inside tracks on a lot of things that's happening in the market, right? So we're going to talk a little bit about NIO, right? NIO's up, what? It was up 10%. I think it was 10% today. It's at $27 after hours. Now, we talked about this. We talked about this months ago. People said I was crazy. I didn't know what I was talking about. They said that NIO could never come up. It's going down. It's going to zero. That's what a lot of people said, right? But I said a lot. And you guys know. You know, I mean, I got proof here because you guys know. You guys heard me say it. You guys were there when I said it, right? When I said it on the lives 3 or 4 months ago, right? I said NIO is going to blow up, right? And people said, come on, man. NIO is not going to. That's Chinese, man. It's not like Tesla. It's never going to do anything. And look at the stock today, right? We're already, a lot of people are up 100% since I said it, because I said it around $13, $14. Now, just to be fair, I didn't find NIO. And really, to be honest, I forget the guy's name. And I wish he was in here. He could tell me. A dude, one of my Instagram followers, right? One of my followers, he came and said, Armando, you need to take a look at NIO. And, people write me all the time. I get, people always say, look at this stock, look at this stock. You know, I can't look at 100 messages a day, you know. But, I kind of dismissed it, to be honest. I dismissed it. And then he came and said, Armando, man, you need to look at NIO. And I said, yeah, I try to talk to everybody. I said, all right, man. Told me a third time, Armando, look at NIO. I said, man, what's this dude talking about, man? So I look at NIO, and he was right. Right? But at that point, NIO was about $11, right? Took a couple of days, did some research, and I told you guys about it. I said, NIO, man, I've been looking at it. And I knew, he told me about it, and it's a strong, strong buy, man. And I told you guys, there was going to be a buy. I told you guys where it was going. I told you guys it's going to be a $100 stock here pretty soon. I would say in a year, year and a half. $100 stock, easy, easy. So let's talk a little bit about why NIO went up today. Well, it's pretty simple. Is that the JP Morgan analyst said it's going to 40. That's the reason why, right? And whenever they say, if the analyst is saying that, that means that J.P. Morgan already has money into it. So it's going to 40. It's definitely going to 40, at least. I say 100, 150, but it's going to 40 minimum, right? So let's talk a little. Let's continue our conversation about NIO. Let's continue our conversation about the opportunities that we may see here. Let's continue our conversation about the ability to predict what's going to happen. Because a lot of people, especially in the Chestnut Checkers community, you guys have already developed that mindset. And that's one thing that I'm very, very proud of, is that we got the Discord room, we got the community, we got the chat room, which a lot of people talk to each other, make a lot of money. And one of the best things that I see in that room, one of the best things that makes me the proudest, is that some of the people in the room are already masters. They're already in the technical trade. They're already making money constantly every day. They're already into fundamentals. They're already understanding resistance and the support. They understand all of that, right? And like I said, I don't even have a class out for that. I don't have a class out for, I got one coming, but I don't have a class for technical analysis. But once they took my class, they went out and got the knowledge on their own. And that makes me proud, man. That shows me that what I'm doing has value. People are taking the base that I give them and going out and learning on their own, right? So let's talk a little bit about NIO. NIO's at $27. When I told you guys about it, it was at 13. So some people on there, you can check the post on my Instagram. I put a post up about it. A lot of people doubled their money within 4 months because they took advantage of what I was saying. They went and did their own research. They found out what was going on, and they put their money in, and they doubled their money, right? A lot of people did that, right? But let's talk about where NIO's going today, because a lot of people write me today. A lot of people write me saying, do you think it's going to keep going up? Now, we're still at a good opportunity. And that's the thing about people. And we're going to move on to talk about some psychology of the market. And we're going to talk about the abundance mindset later. But let's get into this. As you can tell somebody, now that's one thing that people don't understand. That's one thing that I learned along my life, is that you can tell people, look, man, I've been right 100 times. And I'm telling you, NIO's going up. Right? And you've seen me pick 10 stocks in a row that's going up. And people still won't listen to you because they're afraid. because they're full of fear, because they're scared, because they don't want to take risk. And they'll keep going the next time and next time. And they're always holding back, always on the sidelines. Before they know it, the life's over. And they're laying in bed thinking about what I should have done. We're not going to end up like that. I'm not going to end up like that. You're not going to end up like that because you're taking the risk. You're going. You're making sure you understand these things. Because once you know it, once you understand it, once you built the knowledge, you no longer have any fear. And then the second step, what I teach people, the first step is to get you knowledge. We learn in the classes. We learn what it is. We learn the basics. We learn the fundamentals. We learn the concepts. The second step is to remove the emotional thinking, right? Because you can't win in this game using your emotions. You can't. You, greed and fear are bad. You got to get rid of them. And that's what we constantly reinforce. Get rid of those emotions. Think logically, robotically. You know, like a robot, right? We just make decisions. That's it. We don't feel bad about what we could have got. We don't feel bad if we miss money because with the chestnut checker's mindset, we're not playing one stock. One stock is insignificant to the overall strategy because our strategy goes years out. You know, we may lose money on a stock here and there. We may lose a little bit on one or two stocks, but the overall strategy is always right. The overall strategy is going to get us to where we want to be. The overall strategy is putting us in a position that we may lose a few, but lose the battle, but we're definitely going to win the war, right? And that's what we're talking. That's what I'm going to talk a little bit about, the market psychology, right? Because we know NIO's a good stock. We know the analyst, and whenever the analysts come on to something, it's like, you know, it's going to go straight up to that analyst because people take that to the heart. When analysts say it's going to 40, it's going to 40. Unless something crazy happens to the market, I promise you, NIO's going to be at 40. So a lot of you guys on the sidelines, you're thinking, man, should I get in? Should I get out? Well, don't take my advice. Take the analyst. The JP Morgan analyst says going to 40. Now, I don't put a lot of stock in them sometimes because sometimes they're paid off. Whenever they say something negative, I take that with a grain of salt because, you know, yeah, they're paid, right? But remember, the type of payments they have, the way they are, is that they're paid because they can affect the market, right? So if the analysts say it's going to 40, they're going to get it to 40. If the analysts say it's going down, it's probably going to go down. At least they're going to hold it down so they can get whatever the big whales can do, whatever they want to do, then it goes back up. So I promise you it's going to 40. Now, I don't know when. It could be 2 weeks. It could be tomorrow. It could be next year. But I don't know, but it's going to 40. And when it does, I'm going to put a post that I told y'all was going to 40, right? So let's talk about that psychology, right? Because we talked a little bit about that. We talked about how people are afraid. We talked about how they're scared. We talked about then once they get in, the other side takes over. They get greedy, right? And it's the same it's the same thing every time. And there's some new people in here today. It's some new people. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, because I've said this story 10 times, and it's fun to hear, so I'm going to say it again, right? I'm going to say it again because some people, my mentorship people have heard it several times. And I like to say it a lot because I want to get it into your skull. I want to get it into your brain, right? Is that the same thing happens when you're in stocks. The same thing happens, the same cycle, right? You buy stock, first stock, second stock, third stock. I mean, you may be in a week, you may be in 2 months, but you're still a beginner. You buy stock, you buy an option, it goes up. Now you just doubled your money, right? And what happens? You look at the stock, you doubled your money within a day or two or whatever, and you feel like a genius. You're calling your friends, telling them, I know everything about options, man. I just flipped my money in one day. I know everything, man. I'm a genius, right? But you don't sell the stock. You call everybody, you tell them, you call everybody. You actually tell people, I made $1,000, say, even though you haven't sold the stock. And I promise you, some of you guys have done that. Now, you have to be honest with yourself to be able to change your behavior in the future. A lot of you guys have already done this. You've called your friends and said the same thing. I just made $1,000. But you haven't sold the stock. You haven't sold the option. I just made $1,000. I just made $1,500. I'm up $20,000. You ain't up nothing because you haven't sold the stock yet. It's on paper. It doesn't matter, right? And then something crazy happens, right? The stock starts dropping, right? You panic a little bit, but you say to yourself, you know, real people in the market, you know, you could take a little loss. It's going back up. You know, it's okay, man. It's going back up, man. I'm just going to hold it. You know, it goes down a little bit. It's going to go back up. I'm not worried. goes down a little more. You start panicking. Oh man, what did I do, man? Oh man, oh man, what did I do, man? You know, 5 minutes ago, I was calculating my Bentley I was gonna get if the stock went up 10 times instead of once. But now, I'm a little scared, man. I'm a little scared. The stock keeps going down, and it gets close to where you bought it at. And then you're like, oh well, I'm just gonna hold it. If I just get my money back, I'm okay, man. Then it goes below. You panic sell. You took a loss when you was up 100%. Now, the reason I know this, right? Two reasons, because I went through it. I did it. And the second reason is everybody goes through it. Everybody. It's common. It's one of the most common things in trading. It's the emotional thinking. So you got to retrain your brain to think differently. You got to retrain your brain to be robotic. You got to retrain your brain to be logical. And that extends past. This extends into business. You save your emotions for your family, close ones, and friends. In a stock, you don't have emotions in stocks. Love, hate, greed, fear, all emotions. All right? So, let's move on, right? So, there's something else I want to talk about. Then I'll take questions from you guys, right? Last thing I want to talk about is I saw some posts from Dave Ramsey. Now, we don't like Dave Ramsey in the Chestnut Checkers community. Well, I mean, he's a good guy. I like who he is. You know, he's a decent guy, I assume. But I don't like his philosophy. And people say, why don't you like Dave Ramsey's philosophy? What's wrong with it? He's a good guy. He teaches people how to get out of debt. He does, in a way. But we don't think like that. We think with the abundance mindset. We think we want abundance in our life, right? So what Dave Ramsey teaches, which is nothing wrong, some people are different, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. I just don't like his teaching for me. I don't like his teaching for people that, you know, people that are around me, because it's not a good way of thinking, really. But for some people, it is, you know, because some people just want to go into that defensive mode. That's what saving does. That's what paying off debt does. That's what doing all that stuff does. You go into defensive mode. You're bunkering down. You're not going out. And we all know a story, right? We all know that in war, it's a story about Rome. And I'm going to tell you a story about Rome. Now, Julius Caesar, right? And, you know, I love history. So let's talk about Julius Caesar. Now, Julius Caesar wanted to conquer Germania, which was Germany. It's just Germany now, right? So he wanted to conquer Germania, right? So what did he do? The people were stronger than him. You know, big Germans, they're stronger. They were smarter. They were faster. They were better at war. No Roman in history had ever conquered Germania, ever conquered Germany. They beat them every single time. So Julius Caesar came up with a strategy. He said, they're stronger than us. They're faster. They're quicker. They're better warriors than we are. But how can we beat them? Well, simple. We built a fort all the way around them and just waited out. That's it. That's what they did. Julius Caesar took all his men. They built a fort that enclosed them in so they couldn't get out. Now, at first, the Germans, come on, man. That's nothing's going to happen, man. You're not even going to fight us, man. You guys are scared, whatever. And Julius Caesar, look, but we're going to wait this out. He waited 1 year, waited 2 years. Now, the Germans ain't got no food. They used up all their food. They can't go out and get extras. They can't leave. They can't go out. They can't build more. They can't find new land. Now, they're starving. Now, half the population is dying off from no food. Now, everybody is in turmoil because they can't go out to get any more resources, right? So, Julius Caesar never had to fight them. Finally, they just gave up. Look, man, you can have us, man. We just need some food, right? And I tell that story because that's what Dave Ramsey teaches you. He don't teach you Julius Caesar. He teaches you the other way. You bunker down, cover yourself in, and just wait it out. That never works. It's never worked in history, right? Yeah, you'll be okay. Yeah, if there's some scammers on there, man, just ignore them. Like, just a rule of thumb, man, anybody approaches you on Instagram saying they want to invest money for you, it's a scam. 80 and 99% of the time. If anybody approach you in any kind of way and ask you to invest, they're going to invest Forex for you, or they're traders, they're all scammers. There's no such thing as that. But let's get back to it, right? So Dave Ramsey teaches you to be the Germans. Be behind the wall, bunker down, save all your money, don't go out, don't take risk, right? And you may be okay. You'll never be abundance. And what we search for is abundance, right? He teaches you that scarcity mindset. Now, if I'm saving every dollar I got, how is that going to affect my brain? How is it going to affect my thinking? How is that going to affect my mind? Well, you know what happens is that your mind gets rewired to believe that money is scarce. That's why you got to save every dollar, because they're so hard to get. I got to save everyone I got. Every dollar that comes through, I got to watch it, save it. I can't spend it because they're so scarce. Now, let's talk about how that mindset can affect you in a simple way. Now, Stephanie's one of my mentorship members. I like using her as examples. Right? So let's talk about this. So Stephanie, if I tell you right now, go in your backyard and get me, and I want you to dig in your backyard and get me a pound of gold. What are you going to say? You're going to say, man, it's no use. Gold's not out there. Gold is scarce. Why would I even try? There's no gold out there. It's not, man, he's telling me to do something I can't do, because you understand that gold is probably not back there because it's scarce, right? So your mind is affected. You're not even going to try. Why? You're not going to dig up the whole backyard. Why even try? I said, look, Stephanie, I'll give you $1 million for every pound, every ounce of gold you find in your backyard. I'll give you $1 million. You wouldn't even try. Why? It's not there. Right? Even though gold is only like $2,000 an ounce, I'll give you $1 million. Every ounce you find, you wouldn't even do it. But if I told you, for every pound of dirt you bring me, I'll give you $1 million. You'd be out there all night. You would never come back. Because in your mind, you know that dirt is abundant. So you're willing to put the work to find it. Dirt's everywhere. I can get dirt, and you get all the dirt, bring it back. Because you understand that dirt is abundant. You have the abundance mindset when it comes to dirt. When gold that you see is scarce, you're not going to put in any work. Why even try? Because it's not there, right? And that's what Dave Ramsey teaches their people. Why even try? Because money is so scarce. The only thing I can do is save every single dollar. They don't believe in the stock market. They don't believe in any of that. They don't even believe in investing. He teaches them to not even take debt out to make money, which everybody knows you use leverage, because he deals with a certain type of people, you know, that basically, to be honest, have given up. They want to maintain. They just want to maintain. That's it. A part of their mind is given up. They don't realize that. They don't understand that, but a part of their mind is given up. You know, and that's what drives them to Dave Ramsey, right? Because they feel like, I can't do nothing. I can't do this. I only thing I could do is control the money that's coming in, because I can't make any more. And that's why I don't agree with his teachings. And it's good for some people, but it's not good for us, right? But that's another question we had. So somebody wants to know, what's the difference between bullish and bearish? Well, it's simple. Bullish means the stock's going up, or you think it's going to go up. Bearish means it's going down. Now, why did they call it bullish and bearish? Well, that's kind of arbitrary. Why would you pick that? Why would you pick bullish and bearish? Well, it's simple, right? It's because the way that these animals fight. How does a bull fight? A bull tosses you up in the air with his horns. Up. So that means if you think the stock's going up, you're bullish. Because the bulls fight by tossing them up in the air with their horns. Right? How do bears fight? They pull you to the ground or push you to the ground and eat you while you're down there. So a bear beats you on the ground. A bull beats you in the air. So that's why it's called bullish and bearish. I don't know about Apple. I got to look into that because you guys know I sold some of my Apple back a long time ago. And I may end up selling the rest of it because Apple got downgraded. So I'm going to take a look and figure it out, right? And figure out what I'm going to do. Because I bought Apple when it was like, what, 180? So I'm way up still. So I may just go ahead and cash out and just see what's going to happen. Because Apple, I mean, they downgraded. A couple of analysts downgraded Apple to like 80, 75. You know, so it may go down. I don't know. And that news is out now. So, I mean, it's nothing else. What else is going to bring them back up? I mean, I think it's just going to fall for the rest of the year. What's going on with Zoom? It dropped. I didn't even look at Zoom today. I bought Zoom at 120, though. So, I mean, I wouldn't have known unless it dropped a lot. Zoom maybe dropped. Zoom was overvalued, to be honest. I own a lot of Zoom, and I talked about Zoom a while back. And I also said Zoom was way overvalued at $500. It was just too far overvalued, man. It was going to come down. And I was expecting that, really, because it was just too much, man. I mean, it's when stocks go up that high, man, they always come down. It's at 500. It's not even that bad. That's why I didn't get an alert or anything. Zoom's at 509. And you got to remember, that's another thing I would talk about. I told people about Zoom, and this is something that people always, whenever I come up with these confident moves, right? And I'm always way out, 3 months out. I'll say something like, Zoom's going up, right? Zoom is 120. And I told people, and you guys know, some of you guys know I said it. I said Zoom was going up, right? Way up. I said because, and I put a post, you can go scroll all the way down to March in my post and look for a post. It says, these are the stocks that are going to go up because of the pandemic. I said Zoom. I said Zoom, Amazon, and at the time, I think I said Walmart, right? And I talked about Zoom all the time because I said Zoom was going up and people were saying I was stupid. They said, because at the time when I made that post, it was right in the middle where they were having legal problems, right? And that's the reason why I bought it, actually. And that's the reason why I bought some other stocks too. But that's the reason why I bought that stock is because I knew that that they were going to solve those problems. And people, a lot of times beginners, people that don't know the market, they think, oh man, the stock's done. It's done, man. It's done, man. It's not coming back. Oh man, people are hacking into Zoom, putting their butts on the screen and stuff. Oh, Zoom's done. Zoom ain't going to let that happen. You think Zoom with all their intelligence, all their people, all their employees are going to let that go down? They're not going to let that go down. They're not going to let that go down. Now, that's what I said. I argued with dudes on that. You can look at it. I argue with people on there. I was like, man, you don't think they're going to fix that? People, oh, you're crazy, man. I just sold, whatever. Look at the stock today. Four times what I said it was. 400% up. And people were coming to me, walking up to me in the street and stuff. Hey, man, I like my friends and stuff. I can't believe you picked Zoom. My neighbor came across. I mean, I can't believe you picked it, man. How did you know? I said, simple. The thing about that is I didn't even do any technical analysis. I didn't even do it. I just thought logically. I said, the pandemic, everybody's going to have to work at home, right? So what's the company that could benefit the most from that? Zoom. And that's the reason why I bought it. I didn't look into nothing. I didn't look at the fundamentals. I just said, what companies can best benefit from this? And I sat and thought about it for a day. I said, well, people are going to have to, you know, they're going to order all that stuff when these stores close. So Amazon's going to blow up. When they do their earnings then, their earnings are going to be ridiculous. And then I said, well, when everybody has to work from home, and what company do you, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think about video conferencing? Zoom. So I said Zoom. And Walmart, because Walmart was staying open while all this was going on. So I said Walmart was going to blow up. But that was kind of a longer term because I thought a recession was coming. So I knew Walmart has done traditionally good in the recessions in the past. So I kind of thought that a recession was going to happen now. And Walmart would start doing good. But I think it's Walmart's still going to be a good buy. And it's up a little bit, but it's not as far as up as the other two. I think Walmart's going to be a good buy into next year, maybe the next year. Because whenever there's a recession hits, and it's happened two times before, people start looking for value. They rush to Walmart. Walmart stock normally goes up during those times. But I just knew what was coming. I've been through this before. Several times, different things, you know, and that's what we talk about is that you have to, when you're in the middle of something, when you make a mistake in stocks, when you make a mistake in business, when you make a mistake in life, you got to pull back and you got to think. You got to say, what did I do wrong? What could I have done different? Now, what happened? How did that play out? So the next time when you're in the middle of it, you know what's happening. Yeah, the thing about Google Meet is that, I'll just be honest, this is what I know about companies and stuff, is that Google Meet is perceived as free, and companies won't use nothing free for whatever reason. I don't know why. It probably has to do something with kickbacks or something, but companies will not use free software. Or maybe open source stuff, but they just won't do it. They'll pay for something when that's a perfectly good opportunity, like a perfectly good alternative somewhere else. I don't know why companies do this, but that they always do. Think about where you work. Think about where you are. They don't have any free software. They pay for everything, which I don't understand why. Maybe because they want the support, because that's what it is too. Because Google don't have support with, I'm just thinking as I'm talking, maybe they want the support, because if you have a corporate account with Zoom and something happens, you got somebody you can put on the phone and call and they can fix it. But with Google Meets, it's just out there. That's probably why. That's what I'm saying. That's free means no tech support. That's a good point. That's what I just kind of walk myself through, is you don't have tech support. And companies depend on that. So they're gonna throw out Google Meet and they're gonna use Zoom. And they also, you know, CEOs and stuff get kickbacks, the salesmen, all that. So a whole big structure, man. And I knew that Zoom had to be the one. But like I said, I hope you guys have a great night. I'm gonna jump off here. If you have any questions, I've got the classes, mentorship, anything, DM me. Or if you just have a general question about any subject I just talked about, DM me. Hope you guys have a great night. Thanks for joining.